have a pay review body in the first instance. And I think nurses are completely dismayed and very, very angry at the way in which
the government says, I'm sorry to challenge you, they just say they haven't got the money, though, I have to put you.
Well, let's just think about that issue if they've got the money. We know that the NHS, which has a budget of just over $100 billion a year, returned $3 billion of that budget, so 3% of that budget went back to the Treasury last year. They weren't able to spend 3% of the budget. Now, clearly, there's already there a pot that would more than have paid for this pay award. We also heard last night that Danny Alexander has found more than £1 billion of tax cuts for the Chancellor to announce in the budget next week. We also know that the NHS, under Andrew Lansley's plans for the NHS, we know that a very significant cohort of senior managers were made redundant in 2011. And we know that under Jeremy Hunt's watch, many of those managers have come back either on consultancy agreements or on new contracts to cover the gaps that clearly were left, the flaws that were in Lansley's original plan. So,
just finally, and I'm sorry to be brief, Mr. Sanford, but you appreciate it's a very busy news morning. The possibility of industrial action, in a sentence, how do you characterise the likelihood of that?
I think nurses are dismayed. I think they're very angry. We're going to be going back to our members to discuss the implications of the announcement yesterday. If I'm honest, nurses work in a caring role with patients every day, every night, 24 hours a day. And I guess industrial action, I'd be very, very surprised if industrial action is an issue for nurses.
All right. Mr. Sanford, thank you. Tom Sanford, your director for England at the Royal College of Nursing. We'll come to news in...